Los Angeles Times Festival of Books, a rewarding joint project by Ken Metz. The Los Angeles Times Festival of Books was held on Saturday and Sunday, April 25 and 26, 2009 on the UCLA campus. This festival is held each year to promote reading. And, page 32, Literacy Through Books and Seminars. The seminars are held by a number of authors in attendance, and I would estimate the crowd at approximately 2,000 to 3,000 people each day. I was one of the 8 CCB members attending. Our ACB president, Mitch Pomerantz, asked me to coordinate a group of CCB folks to work a booth with NFB representatives to encourage Amazon's keeping and improving its text-to-speech capability on their Kindle 2 machine, a handheld reader. In early March, Amazon had decided that book publishers could disable this feature, if they wished, to preserve copyrighted material. But disabling text-to-speech would make books on the Kindle inaccessible. The Kindle 2 is a device that can hold hundreds of books and has the capacity to read them out loud via text-to-speech. This is seen as a major step forward for persons who are blind or visually impaired to have access to over 200,000 books published annually. Through the NLS, Bookshare, and other sources, blind and visually impaired persons can access about 5% of books written annually, and many of those are not available for 1 to 2 years after being published. The weather for both days was picture perfect, and our 8 CCB members worked extremely well with our NFB counterparts in gathering 3,000 to 4,000 signatures on our petition to demonstrate to Amazon the necessity of keeping the text-to-speech feature on their Kindle I, and proving to the Board of Authors and the Board of Publishers that blind folks would pay for these books, increasing their profit. We spoke to numerous individuals from all walks of life, mentioning the fact that there are some 15 million print-disabled persons in the United States who would highly benefit from reading current books, and that the authors and publishers would benefit monetarily by allowing, page 33, books available on the Kindle to be read through speech. I would like to thank our CCB members for the hours they put into this book festival, and also our NFB comrades with whom we worked. Together, all of us worked hard and diligently to gather the signatures of those attending the book festival, and the little downtime that we had allowed us to enjoy some social time during this most important project in which we were so united.